What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
From Sinatra, swing to Brando's stage. Marilyn's Grace to JFK's age. It's Johnny Russo, Hollywood's own. With Jeannie Raymond, secrets are shown.
Welcome, everybody. It's time for another Hollywood Godfather podcast. Let me bring my lady on, Jeannie Raymond. How are you, my love?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, man. Busy as hell, thank God. And since we talked last, you went to see my friend Engelbert Humperdinck.
Oh, my gosh. I have to say this. I have had his songs in my head and played them every single day since the night of the concert. He was so fantastic. He sang for like 2 hours. He danced a little.
He's an amazing showman. Amazing.
Absolutely incredible, Gianni. I was so happy. You couldn't wipe the smile off my goofy face. And
that,
you know, somebody had mentioned somewhere, as I was getting ready to go to the concert, I was listening to some of his music and stuff, and somebody said, does he lip sync? And I was like, well, I don't know. He's older. Maybe his voice isn't like it used to be, so maybe he does.
Don't lip sync at all.
Absolutely not, because I'll tell you, Engelbert, he was absolutely incredible. He could sing. I loved it. The ladies were going crazy. They were running to the front row. At some point, they all get up and charge the stage. And I told my friends I was with, I said, get your butt up. We're going. In fact, I ought to see if I can find that picture, because there were some people next to us that said, I got a picture of you. But he was absolutely amazing. So fun. And then I'd love to thank Alan Margulies, his manager. He set me up so good. I told you before, he sent me a t-shirt with some CDs and a record and a vinyl, and which is wonderful, and sent a shirt for my 89-year-old mother, who promptly put that on and went to dinner in her assisted living place, showed up with her Engelbert shirt on the week she got it.
That's fun.
So fun. And I did get to track down, Alan happened to be walking by and somebody said his name. So I stopped and thanked him. And then I got to go backstage and meet Engelbert, who after 2 hours of singing was gracious enough, took pictures with people. And at first it was kind of a dark room. So when I walked in and sat down, I said, Gianni said to give you his regards and thank you again for coming on our show. And he looked over and he was like, oh, it's you. So darling, gave me a kiss, was so sweet once he recognized me. But I'll tell you, if anybody ever gets a chance to see him, do not miss it. I won't even again.
And he's 89 years old.
89.
That's wild.
Well, let me tell you, the Monday after the concert, my mother, 89 years old, was in a really bad car accident. And I was just going to tease her when I got home and say, look, Engelbert's still out there dancing and shaking his thing, Mom. You better get step it up. But she won't be shaking anything for a while. She fell her ribs heal up. But
it's nice talking to her today, though. She
said, Gianni, thank you so much. Just lit her up a little bit. And it's, you know, 7 broken ribs. She's been trying to recover.
At her age, forget about it. I mean, that's the one thing in my life. And like anybody, I guess, I'm 82. But one of my biggest fears, because I always heard, as you get older, you fall or get in an accident.
Right.
Not going to heal right. And
right.
I love my mobility, obviously. I'm all over the place. And the last thing I need, I mean, it's, I got to, I got, Well, we'll go through my schedule. You won't believe that until July. I mean, July till January 3rd. I end up in Dublin.
I told my mom, I said, Gianni is always on the run. Engelbert's flying all over the world. We're going to have to get on, see what they're eating for dinner at night because she's just trying to recuperate. I have to say the accident was not her fault. So my mom is such a badass. She's sitting in Thank God. Yes. I was so.
Get some money out of it too.
Well, then she said she hasn't even gotten out of the, she's getting in the ambulance and calls my son to let me know and said, well, I guess I get to go car shopping. I'm like, boy. But I mean, she's just a goer and I love it. And it was so fun for her to speak to me.
All the people ask me, how do you stay young? I said, keep busy.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know,
once you stop, you're in trouble, man.
Absolutely. I gotta tell you, one of the highlights of the concert, I am a diehard Toby Keith fan who passed away a few years back, but he was talking to Clint Eastwood and said to Clint, how do you stay going? You know, because Clint Eastwood's older, and he said, I just try and get up every morning and don't let the old man in. Which inspired Toby Keith to write a song called Don't Let the Old Man In, and Engelbert sang it that night.
Oh, good.
It gives me the chills right now. It was so funny, but I think so much of it is a state of mind. You know, I look at you and Engelbert.
You know, it's so funny. Clint Eastwood and Maggie, his wife, mm-hmm. and he went, he was good friends with a good friend of mine. And when he was doing Rawhide, whatever show that was on television, I never watched television, he went, Sergio Leone brought him over to make all those spaghetti westerns, Town Called Bastard and all that. And they asked me to babysit their house. So I used to go there on the weekends because I was in Vegas. And I mean, you know, it was so much fun. I mean,
Gianni,
you're bringing up to me as a crazy man.
I love that no matter what we talk about, you have had some relationship with people. It's incredible because it's like I couldn't stump you if I tried, but to know that you had anything to do with that him or those people is hilarious. Like, there's another one.
You know, I love life, and I'm out. And we know too. I'm as most people know, and you do definitely. I'm so diversified, you know. I'm in movies, I'm in television, I'm in music, I make writing books, I'm got, you know. In fact, I got to thank, talking about this book. In
right.
Fact, the new book is out. See it?
Love it. Yes, great cover. It's got my jewelry right there on the front, that ring I'm going to swipe from you one of these days.
But the funniest thing is that it started with Barnes & Noble, and now Amazon, I have to thank them publicly, they're pre-selling my book now, which doesn't come out till November 18th.
Oh, wow.
But they're giving you a 25% discount to buy it now. And I call my publishers that, you know, thank God for them. But
right.
Because I moved from, well, I don't want to talk which one and the other. But I moved from one, and now these people are unbelievable. But with that said, I said, why are they doing that? They said they want the book. They loved your first book.
Right.
They want this book to come out when it comes out as a bestseller.
Oh, nice.
So they're pre-selling it because I was wondering how they do that. But if you sell enough books free books, it comes out in the New York Times bestseller book already on the list.
That's incredible. Yeah. Well, I know I've tried to put it on Instagram. I tried to put the link on there, but I'm going to learn how. I'm going to ask a seventh grader how to make sure I'm putting those on there so that you can click on it, click on the link and go right to the book. So I will get that figured out. So anybody, I know people, I saw comments on Instagram. People were already commenting. I've got my book ordered, so I'm really excited about it.
I sent you and Mike a link today. Somebody showed me how to do that. Look at it later. Michael knew how to do it no matter what.
Oh, sure.
But I wanted to thank Amazon and Barnes & Noble. I mean, this is huge for me. you know, I most people know I'm an illiterate. I'm not a scholastic at all. And fortunately, I dictate my books. And Michael Benson, who wrote this book with me, is a genius. So it's, and Kensington is my new publisher. And it's crazy because I got every top-notch person. Even this book that's coming out now, it's by Random House is distributing it.
Oh, my gosh.
It's the biggest books distributor in the world.
Right. Everyone knows who ran it.
Said to me, how did you get that on? I said, I had nothing to do. Oh, yeah, you had nothing to do. I said, I had nothing to do with it.
Thank well, God. Johnny, if there's anything that you have connections is one of your best assets is you've got connections with people everywhere.
Well, we're just friends. I don't even call them connections. They call right. I could do a favor, I do it. So it's been right. One hand washes the other for so many years for me. And I think I'm blessed. I'm really blessed because now it's like, wait till I go through my roster later on, where I'm going, what I'm doing. It's craziness.
Oh, I don't know of anyone that is, you know, I came to, I flew to Nashville and then got in a car and drove 3 hours to Knoxville and then came to the Fanboy Expo with you there. And those things are a lot of work. They're a lot of work for all of you that go to them. I mean, I was thinking of that today because I know you've got one coming up. And I thought, not only are they, I mean, they are a lot of work. Because I could see it's not easy because you guys got a lot of work to do just to get in there and get set up. But then at the end of the night, when you get to go back to the hotel where all of the celebrities, thank you. And it's just like any other group of people, just normal people that are happy to see their friends they haven't seen for a long time. And it's so fun.
And that's why, you know, as you're saying it, it's a lot of, I don't see, to me, it's like no work at all. You know, I sit there and take pictures with people, and what's better than that when you think about it, you know?
Right. Well, and just to have people, well, let's just tell them you're going to be in Orlando on the 26th for the next.
We're in Orlando Fanboy. Yes.
Fanboy. Yeah, and I'll tell you what a fun event.
And especially that show. I mean, this show, again, like you said, I'll be at Fanboy in Orlando on the 26th, 27th, and 28th of this month, next weekend.
Right.
But the people that show up, Shatner shows up. William Shatner, the guy's 90 years old.
Well, you know, they have just a regular group. And then each one I've seen as I look, you know, who's going to be there, I see some of the regular people that are coming. And then a few different ones will pop in. And
oh,
I'm
thinking, yeah, they put them in. What's the name there? Sting is coming this time, too.
Oh, well. So many great celebrities. The bionic, they called it the bionic duo. And they have Lee Majors, $6 million man, yeah. And the bionic woman, Wagner. I can't think. Is it Lindsay Wagner? Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, those are people I grew up watching.
They mix it up well, you know, so they have the best audience.
Right. All ages.
Yeah. Unfortunately, at the end of the night, myself, it's not late at night. I don't sleep much. So we're flipping through the channels. And there was a TV series I did years ago called The Wise Guy.
Right.
And I sat down and watched it. I couldn't believe it.
That was a great one. That good-looking guy. I don't know what his name was, but I remember that show
too. The nicest guy, too.
Well, it's incredible how many series you were on.
Oh, yeah. Hunter, Kojak.
My favorite, The Rockford Files. Big Rockford Files fan.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah.
I did 200 hours of television and made 46 motion pictures.
I love it. In fact, I was reading some of the comments, and after our last show, people are saying, I just went and watched Family Man, and I loved it. So,
yeah, so it's a great show.
Oh, yeah.
I really like that we're doing that. Once a month, we put up one of my movies, because I got great comments on Family Man and Seabiscuit.
Oh, yeah. You know I love Seabiscuit. I'm a horse race fan, but I was watching that. What a great show.
Yep, right.
At Starkfield, my goodness. Well, you know, how long ago was The Godfather made? 50 years ago?
55 years. This February, it was released.
Oh, my gosh. How long ago was Seabiscuit? Do you remember?
Seabiscuit was about 30 or 40 years. Yeah.
So it's time you bring, maybe we can get Nicolas Cage to come on here. Because you haven't, you know, every 20 years or so, you guys do something together, maybe.
Nicolas Cage, people don't realize, at The Godfather, he was my ring bearer in the wedding.
Right.
White shorts. I think he was like 7 or 8 years
old. Yeah, tiny kid. But it's just funny. Every few years, you two have, or every, you know, 20, 30 years, you guys do something together. So.
No, it's all good.
Great show.
I'm so blessed, and I thank God every day, believe me. That's the most important thing.
You know, Gianni, the one thing I was talking to my mom about this just today is I heard a speaker, I sent you the link of a YouTube guy, and I was telling my mom, your lives were so similar, where at young children, you were placed in, you know, you were in the polio ward. He was at Shriners Hospital for years, and as young children had been left there by your parents and don't see them again. And
when people say that to me, you know what I say? Because you read about it all the time, hear about it all the time. Thank God they didn't kill me or flush me down the toilet. Hello.
Well, exactly. Not only that, Gianni, I'm just looking at this and I'm thinking, talking about the overcoming things and being grateful, which is something that so many people in this world feel entitled, but instead you're a very grateful person. You're thankful for your life and everything that's come since then. And you have dealt with diversity and moved forward, you know, and I find it.
My diversity and the challenges made me who I am today.
Exactly.
Well, I look at it, you know.
Yeah. And kids now just don't know how to do that. You know,
it's today. That's why, I mean, I hate to say it. A lot of my kids, you know, even my grandchildren, they think they're entitled. Why? Why? Because I had a kid just call me recently because he heard I sold most of my cars. He said, Dad, why'd you give me one? I said, give you? I said, did anybody give me a car? I bought it. And you know why I love the car more? Because I earned it and I'm going and got it.
Right.
I had so many of them. I said, but me giving it to you, what's your sacrifice in getting it?
Well, that's exactly. And I think kids now they're just horses' asses if you don't just do what they say. You know, I'm so thankful for my kids. They knew I couldn't do a lot of things. I mean, we're lucky we all made it. They're all doing great. They're great adults. But I look at some kids that just refuse to do things for themselves. And I just admire that you had real struggles. You had real things in life that you had to overcome. And you did it, and you made a great life for yourself. And I see some of these kids, and they are just wimpy and don't want to do anything. And they haven't had anything like what you've lived through.
Unfortunate. Well, you know, I mean, I don't wish what I had on anybody. But while I was going through it, it wasn't a task. I wanted to survive. I wanted to live. Yeah. That's all I wanted to do. I wanted to breathe air and get up in the morning.
It taught you to be grateful now for everything that you have. I think that's just the difference for kids that have always had everything. They don't know how to be grateful. They've just been given everything. And it's a sad situation where they're just unhappy unless they get exactly what they want. And that's what I said one day. I'm like, well, I'm used to disappointment. I don't like it, but I've learned to be resilient and suck it up, because if I didn't, I'd be sitting in a puddle.
Hello. But
it's just great to see. And I love what you've done. And I like, you know, when I tell people about the show and I tell people about you and what an incredible life you've had, and you had real things to overcome, you know, as the guy I was telling you about. And I just think that if you could spread a message, you know, your foundation, Gianni Believes You Can, or sorry if I'm getting that backwards, but it's such a great
Gianni Believes You Can. That's it.
Right. Such a great message. And it's just something I think, oh, to share that every chance we get. So anyway, off my soapbox, but so what else do you got going on?
Commercial, right?
I think it is. We got, yep, let's go ahead and do it now. And then we'll come right back.
Well, as we mentioned, I'll be at Fanboy this coming weekend, September 26th, 27th, and 28th in Orlando, Florida. It's probably, and I've done a lot of autograph shows. I have to say, this guy has the best shows. So organized, and you'll have a lot of fun. And I hope you come and see me. In fact, I hope you listen to the show. The show will be on Wednesday night before we go down. So come by and say, I heard you on the radio. And right after that, I'm so proud of this. And we'll elaborate on it more. But just in the commercial right now, I'll be at Resorts World in the Catskills, Columbus Day weekend. You do not want to miss this. Columbus Day weekend, call whoever your casino host is or who your player rep is. And if you don't have one, my guy, I can't believe this guy, Dino Trombino, he gave me his personal number. He's the vice president of player development. If you have a pen, write it down. I'll say it twice. 401 area code 741-0403. That's Dino Trombino. But call him. He's the vice president of player development. You have to have a rep to get you in.
Oh.
And what's even, I'll tell you how crazy this is. They are giving each couple a bottle of vodka and my new book as a gift.
You're kidding.
Oh.
And that's October?
Yeah, it's October. Yeah.
11th. All right. At the castle.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I know.
I'm gonna get one of those books. I'm not gonna be making it to the castle.
Oh, you're gonna get it. You're gonna get anything you want. You know that. That's Resorts World, the Catskills. Call. You got 3 weeks to get up there from this Wednesday when you hear this on the radio or any way you look at it or how listen to it. Come up and please stop by. But I think that's great. I'm gonna be meet and greet after the show, signing the books and the bottles also.
Oh my gosh.
And this bottle, for people who don't know, this vodka by the Robb Report was picked as one of the best vodkas in the world. It's sold in 73 countries now.
It is fantastic. I can vouch.
Oh yeah, I know about that. I had to give it up because I was drinking too much.
Not only that, I wonder if I could show. It's probably too dark in here, but the bottle is so cool. If you drink it, if you don't, the bottle itself. I just got to highlight it, Gianni, because I have to show everyone I know. Oh, it's probably not going to show up, but you can put a little light under it, and he glows.
Oh, it glows in the dark.
It's amazing. Just Brando glows right through the middle of there. So you can bet I'm showing this off to all my friends. So
do you know why I did that? Because vodka bottles in a bar are all white bottles.
White. Yeah.
So I tell them, put this in the middle of all the white bottles and put the glow pad.
That's right. Yep.
And they see it. Everybody's give me a godfather.
So cool. Yeah. He just glows right through there. It's too light in my house, but that right there, selling point alone. But it's awesome. No, but my house is too lit up to be able to see it, but it's very cool. I even gave one to my ex-husband because he's my pal. But
whatever you want, just let me know. I'll get it to you.
Well, they're fantastic. So, well, that's awesome. Yeah, Catskills in October and even closer when this show hits, it's going to be that weekend in Orlando at the convention center. So get your tickets and go. It is amazing. Fanboy Expo in Orlando.
You know, I want to thank, number one, Dino, the guy we just spoke about, because Dino got me involved with Resorts World.
Oh.
So they have, you know, like six casinos now, and they're just expanding on it. But if you have the opportunity to get up to the Catskills, it's like a mirage. When you make that turn, the building's 19 stories high.
Oh, wow.
No, the casino is amazing. And I've been in a lot of casinos all over the world, but they outdid themselves. And their players, their suites, they have brownstone apartments within the hotel.
Oh, wow.
They have their own jacuzzi pools. I mean, this place, I can't wait to get up there again. But
I'll bet.
Again, the whole staff from the marketing lady, and I don't want to mention their names, but they have treated me so well. And they came up with this idea, we should give everybody a book and a bottle of vodka. Every couple gets one.
That's so cool.
That's insane. But that's what they do. It's perfect.
Oh, what a classy gift, you know? That's amazing. That's so fun.
Even the show that they plan now, the one I'm doing on the 11th, we're doing a whole Italian feast during my show.
Oh, wow.
Which the show is 80 minutes. So we're going four-course dinner, which is perfect. Then afterwards, we're doing a meet and greet. For me, to sign the books, sign your bottle, and ask questions and do a Q&A. So it's really a very relaxing, situation. It's like cattle. They move you along. They really treat you the way you want to be treated. And it gives me an opportunity to say hello to everybody also.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll tell you, just those venues, I don't know how many people that they hold, but I know in places like that, if you go to a show, it's more intimate. And even like it was with Engelbert, it's just a more intimate setting. And it makes them fantastic. So
that's why, Engelbert and a couple of like Frankie Valli and Paul Anka's another guy. When we talk to these vendors or these people who are producing us, I think that's why we have longevity. I've been doing this now going on 40 years. 40 years, and I'm not a rock star. I don't even make records. I mean, I made a couple of records, but I'm not a singing sensation. You know, The Godfather got me to where I'm at, obviously, and then I made a couple other things. But the shows and being intimate and nice and people come back, what business you're in. If you're nice to people, they'll come back.
Right, right. It's absolutely right. You know, on our show, a few, I'm not sure what episode it was, but it highlighted your music, and people loved it. Even my mother, she's like, oh my goodness, you've got a beautiful singing voice. So it's just fun. You're very talented, and it shows.
But again, there's something I have to thank. My singing teacher was Frank Sinatra. I went to his house. He gave me lessons. People couldn't believe it. And I studied. I mean, I did it,
Right.
He was teaching me what the Dorsey brothers taught him about breathing before I could sing a note. He was submerging me in his pool and timing how long I could hold my breath. I mean, and even Brando. Brando's my acting teacher. I mean,
right.
How could I not excel?
Yeah, you better. Listen, if they couldn't teach you, you didn't need to be in either business, right?
No.
I mean, there's probably no one in the world that can say, these are my coaches. These are my life coaches. That's incredible. Yeah. Well, let me tell you. So my son, he sings a little, and I told him, this is how Gianni said he learned to exercise his voice and to swim underwater. So your teachings have been passed on.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah.
Which son is learning to sing?
His name's Wes. Wes, and he's my third son. My last kid, but my third son. Yeah. And he sings, and he's not doing it as much anymore. He just got engaged, and him and his wife have a they print shirts and stuff, very successful and very talented. But with this singing, I told him that. I said, you know, to get your voice and your lungs strong, so when you're up there singing, doing your shows, you'll have that that little extra push because you've learned those skills by swimming.
But, you know, the interesting thing of what you're saying, you don't even have to swim. You could just submerge yourself and learn to take air into your lower diaphragm and your upper diaphragm so you could sustain and hold the notes. That's what it's about.
Yeah, that's incredible. And things you wouldn't have even known. I mean, if you couldn't go to an actual singing teacher, you know, those are things that you learn from mentors.
Well, you probably could ring it. Probably now you could read about it because, you know, they're
sure. YouTube now, but yeah, that's pretty amazing.
You know, another thing I want to talk about today is that I've been in a recording studio doing my audiobook. I recorded the audio of this book. I've been reading this book in my own voice, talk at work. And even the guy, the technician, Cody, he said to me, "You're an amazing storyteller." I said, "What? What do you mean, teller? This is my life."
This is my life. Well, I'll tell you, Gianni, I tell everybody, whether they've read the book or not, go and listen to the Audible, you know, the audio version of it.
Well, that's not what we're talking
about. Well, yeah, anything you do. So even if you buy this book, definitely, I'm so excited to hear you're doing that because your story should come from you. You've got a great voice for reading and for listening to, and you just tell such a great story that I'm so glad to hear you're doing that.
The it's a lot of work.
Oh, I can imagine.
6 hours a day I'm in a sound studio. That's 5x5. And I'm sitting there. But I'd be damned if I'm going to have somebody come in and read my... This is my life. I got passion. I laugh at things.
Exactly.
So I make it real. And that's why, I mean, I figure I sold over 100,000 units on the last book. We don't even know what we're going to do with this one, but it's crazy.
That's right. Well, and the fact that they've already read the Hollywood Godfather book, and they know of your books, people are anxiously awaiting this new one. Including myself.
That's all good.
We did have a listener ask that in the comments, which I read. And we thank you all for your questions and your comments. I read them off YouTube. And we're so thankful to all of you who tune in and listen to our show. We appreciate that. And that was one of the questions, you know, after it came out, people were saying, is this going to come in Audible? And I said, right now, I don't know. But so I'm so happy to hear you're doing that.
I'm doing it right now. In fact, when I come back, I'm going to go back to the studio, finish it. And it's been.
That's not easy.
No, that's not.
My gosh.
That's well, you know, when you're reading it and every word has to be there.
Right.
So you stop and you go over again, stop and go over again.
Oh, I was trying to do, when I first started with you guys, they said, we want you to say this little blurb at the end. Oh, thousands of times. And I didn't think, well, just keep going. They could maybe cut it. And I was just like, you idiot. And it was a paragraph. And I was like, for hell's sake, what is wrong with me? So I cannot imagine the work going into that. But as a fan of yours and your books, I am thrilled to be able to tell everyone that, yes, it's coming on audio. That's great news.
It is.
That'll be great.
And while we're thanking people, when you brought up my charity, Gianni Believes You Can, cannot believe the people who are contributing. It's 100% write-off because, you know, even in the shows, when I sell the photographs and the books, all that money goes to that. And I'm about to make a major, major deal with a university. I don't want to mention with who, because Frank Sinatra did it for years. And then for some reason, his family stopped. I found out about it. So I'm taking Sinatra's position and giving that money in his name and mine now, just to keep his memory going, because it's me. So it's all good.
That's awesome. Well, I love that your foundation and that you do that and you're still giving to people that need that help. And those kids are going to have a better future because of being involved with you. So I think it's amazing. So let's see what else. Jose Gamma, you're always on there listening. I just want to say hello. I know Gianni always likes to say hello.
Yeah, Jose, please. How is he doing? Does he stay in touch with you?
Yeah, I follow him on Instagram. I stalk him. I check out his pictures. He's got his sunglasses on, looking cool. So, we appreciate you, Jose. Hope you're doing well. Hope every day you feel a little better. And just know we're thinking about you.
Well, let's do one more round of commercials. I think the dollar show has been a commercial.
Well, it's been a great show, but yes, go ahead.
It's already flown by. It's already 40 minutes. I can't believe it.
Yes, it has.
But again, Fanboy this weekend, if you just tuned in, I'll be at Fanboy in Orlando, Florida, this 26th, 27th, and 28th of September. Then get up to the Catskills for Columbus Day weekend. It's going to be a weekend you shouldn't refuse, believe me. And if you need any help, call my man, Dino Trombino. Dino Trombino, it sounds like a song. 401-741-0403. And God bless you all. We're praying for a lot of people. And Jeannie, it's always a delight, my love.
Oh, my pleasure. It's always so fun. Everyone, stay safe. Be good humans. Please, be good to each other.
All right, please.
All right.
That's more important.
Yes. All right, Gianni, love you. I'll see you soon. I can't wait to hear about Fanboy Expo next weekend and hear about all the fun you have. Please tell Cherie hello for me if you see her.
All right, my love. Thank you. Right. Oh, yeah. She'll be all the whole crew knows you.
Well, I met some wonderful people, and every time you go, I'm jealous. I can't wait to hear the story, so I hope you have a good time.
I definitely will. You know that.
All right.
Everybody, stay safe.
That's right. Thanks for listening.
Good night. Okay. Thank you.
From Sinatra's stage to Brando's scene, Marilyn's smile and the mob's old sheen. Like, comment, subscribe. Don't miss the show. HollywoodGodfatherPodcast.com. Let's go. Follow at Hollywood Godfather, Real Gianni Russo. We'll see you next week. That's how we do so.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.